Welcome to the Salt Circle Podcast. My name is Hank, and with me is Little Ben Lost.
There were so many. There were so many, you ninny doodle. Fucking King yeah. of Fools.
Oh, King of Fools. King of Fools is what I meant to do. Honestly.
Dude, there was a lot, actually. Like, every other episode, I was like, oh, this is the pull.
King Dude, of Fools was definitely the one for me, though.
We watched more Superman, the animated series.
We did.
What is it?
Not a toll ton.
But... Not a ton. What was it? Episode season 2, episode 19 through 28. It looks like.
Yeah.
According to Wiki. Uh-huh.
According to Wikipedia. Yeah.
Dude, Darkseid is so fucking good.
He's so good.
He's just incredible. Also, people fucking died. Like, what the fuck?
Uh-huh.
I was losing my mind.
The darkest fucking ending to any episode of any of these shows.
The
goddamn.
The execution one? Or dude getting
yeah.
vaporized? Yeah. That whole time.
No,
like,
the execution.
I'm like, okay, we get like a nice, like that whole episode is like a template for like why death penalty is bad, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, okay, this makes sense. They're doing. I see it. And then they're like, nope. Actually, just make sure you got the right guy.
There wasn't death penalty, they wouldn't have looked into it, and that guy just would have rotted in jail forever.
I guess. What an argument in favor of.
Because in this fictional world, someone will actually solve the murder.
Yeah. No, I was just fucking blown away. Yeah. Never in a million years. That was fucking wild.
Yeah, so they end it with that guy getting gassed.
They end it with fucking... he's Superman. And then, holy fuck. Am I in the right? Is this... This is the animated series, right? We're not like on the dark timeline. Mm-hmm. Oh shit! And then Bud just gets fucking vaporized in the other episode.
Mm-hmm. Turpin.
Yeah, Turpin. Victory does not come without a cost. Nah, he's fine, right? Like he teleported him. It's like a fucking funeral. I'm like, oh
yeah, they're God, not. Damn. It's not. There's no wiggle room there. He's super
no,
dead.
Dude, like, it's wild. I also learned when I was bringing up the wiki before we got started, I saw the little thing about how they, like, did the alternate funeral scene or whatever. Because it was, like,
mm-hmm.
originally in, like, honor of Jack Kirby, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But too many likenesses had to cut them. This batch was so solid. I really liked the shit we had going on. But I don't know if we had I don't think we had a whiff.
I wish the animation were better in Heavy Metal. I just think the animation quality in that, there's like the worst animation mistake I've seen in this show.
Oh, where?
Or any of these shows so far? There's
notice.
Early on when in Steel's lab, there's like a shot of them where there's just Superman like on the edge of the frame for no reason that shouldn't be there.
Okay, I did not notice that at all.
It's wild.
Oh yeah, I'll have to go peek. I did not notice even a tiny bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like it's not there for very long, but it's just a complete mistake.
Yeah,
something got left on the frame or something.
That's
also
like, you know, I'm like all in on the what's happening otherwise. I don't got eyes for that shit. Dude, I've between Superman and Batman, like I've been fucking traumatized. Every time a new person gets like a slight amount of power, I'm like, please, Hank, tell me that they're not going to turn evil. I need a win.
Steel is that win.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, I guess I realized like pretty early on that Supergirl, like that was going to be Supergirl. Admittedly, I forgot it. Is there a Power Girl as well? Or is that the same person with a different name?
But that's Earth 2 Supergirl.
Okay. So I
survived Crisis and then was still around, even though she's from another world that doesn't exist anymore or whatever. Continuity nightmare, Power Girl.
I was like, okay, this seems like this setup, and then it was. So I'm like, I'm not worried about it. As soon as we get her name, I'm like, I'm not worried about this, obviously. It is a funny, like, seeing her in this, because I don't think we've done any, like, basically anything with Supergirl in it, have we? Not,
no.
If she's been in something, it's not much, like, at all. I've read some of this shit, like, just the Reddit history drama stuff on, like, Power Girl's, like, nonsense. I think existence and also, like, specifically, like, the boob window. That sort of shit.
Yeah.
But it was funny because my only experience with Supergirl is
boob window is also funny because, like, in the 70s, she just had cleavage.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the boob window then, like, came back.
I mean, look, it's for airflow or something. keep shit cool.
She definitely just had cleavage at some point.
But yeah. But my only experience otherwise is DC superhero girls, where Supergirl is like, I mean, honestly, like, mannerisms and like that sort of shit, like, she's just tough, like that kind of character, right?
Sure.
And it's pretty, and it's good, I like it. But it's just weird, like, coming to this.
It's, yeah, like, she's not tough.
Completely not tough. Also, I had to do I think it was the only, I mean, offhand, it's the only kind of grossish thing I can remember, where at the end of those episodes, those guys are like, well, she as cute as she looks? I'm like, she's like ambiguously teenage. That's easy, fellas. They're like taking pictures out the window. I'm like, come on, guys.
Yeah, they're really not clear. I'm not clear about how old she is at all.
That prompted me to look it up. The theory is like 16 to 17, which is roughly what I was gauging. That's why I say ambiguously, but
I guess. Again, she's not in school.
I mean, there's a weird gray, like, maybe she was in school on her home planet before it got, like, because she was frozen at that age, right? So presumably she has had school.
Technically she's older than Kal-El. Just, you know, frozen. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean,
I'll say, just thinking about it, because there's like a just because Batgirl feels like she could be coded that young, but she's definitely an adult.
Oh, yeah, no, she's 100%, right? Like,
she's college age. So, and there's like an episode where there's an episode where they team up. So in my head, I kind of equate them to being more similarly aged, but that's just because they put them next to each other.
I mean, I think they are similarly aged, right?
Sure.
Like, they can be like, okay. So for them teaming up, there's not a huge difference between like 17 or 16 and like 18, 19 or whatever. That's only a few years. I'm saying for those gentlemen at the end of the episode, like, stop. Like, you could, you know.
No, I also, then the problematic stuff of Batman and Batgirl hooking up eventually. I need Batgirl to be older.
Oh, no. No, that's, I don't like that. Oh, that's fucking cursed.
Yeah, I don't like it, but kind of only retroactive on the show. It happens like after the end of these episodes, but it is a thing that has happened in Batman by the summer in Batman Beyond. It is a part of their past.
I mean, were they at least, like, older?
No.
Shit.
Well, I mean, the only thing they showed them doing it is that Killing Joke special that they made of exploring that idea, because Bruce Timm can't get over that idea, I guess.
But great. Yeah. I mean, it's bleh. But, like, it's not, like, look, even the...
So I don't want to be saying... That's just why I'm uncomfortable saying, like, whatever age Batgirl is and, like, 17, that's, like, the same thing. I'm not actually...
I don't think she's very... I don't think she's 20s, though, dude.
I don't know.
It's a mess in that sense. Look.
Yeah, it's unclear.
Look, you know what is clear? Actually, you know what? I've gotten ahead of myself. I was going to say what is clear is that Superman and Maxima.
It's also unclear. Like, the show. I just think Bruce Wayne in that show is also way younger than you'd think he is.
I peg him as being like 20, upper 20s. Maybe, sure. Maybe a, like 30, young 30s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, it's just so hard when, like, I don't
know. Like, to me, as a kid, like, he's just an old, right?
He's
an adult. He's
ancient.
He's in the forever time.
Yeah.
Where you're just an adult or whatever. he's not an old, but.
I mean, this is like,
beyond.
This is, like, the same, like, kind of the vibe. I mean, the one that gets me in that sense is, like, when I was little and Sailor Moon would be on. And, like, that's also how they're drawn partially, right?
Yeah,
like, I was, like, 4 or whatever watching Sailor Moon. Like, they're adults. Not fucking adults at all. To be fair, I remembered, like, the fighting and stuff. I didn't remember her, like, crying over boys and double-fisting ice cream. So. If I had seen that, I would have been like, oh, she's just a girl. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I get it. Yeah.
We'll have to refocus that when we actually get to it one day.
Yeah. There's a weird bias isn't the right word, I don't think. But there's a weird thing that I'm bringing in from Dragon Ball. And it's like a thing that I want, even though I know it's not really applicable here, and that is every time Superman's getting like dunked on by something artificial, like a robot or whatever, or like a cyber suit, I'm like, shouldn't be getting this way. That's no good. He's supposed to be the strongest, but that's my immediate reaction.
He's
supposed to be the strongest. This is dumb. But in my head, that's like my emotional response. But in my head, I'm like, no, this is fine because like this is where he's set at, right? Like nobody's out here saying he's a fucking god in this show or whatever, right? But it still happens because like that shit pissed me off at Dragon Ball so bad. I really dislike it there, but that's like because of that setting. But I did I did notice it, like, just that immediate, like, ugh. It's just a metal. It's just metal. You just got hit with a fucking steel beam. That's no big deal.
That would fucking hurt. Yeah, so much.
You
just turned to jelly.
The only time where I felt a little validated in that thinking was actually in the last episode where he's, like, diverting a fucking comet away from Earth. And I'm like... You're doing this, but, like, you got captured by, like, just metal earlier. This is... I'm confused. Getting taken out by... He's, like, getting punched around, and it's clearly hurting, and then he just diverts a comet? Yeah. Ridiculous. I mean,
like,
it's still
fucking
good.
Maybe he just, like... It's, like, equivalent to, like, stubbing your toe, but it's just, you know...
He's still like, God damn.
Yeah. He's not like hurt.
Yeah.
But it's
annoying.
I mean,
he never is, right? Like,
yeah.
There's only been a couple of fucking times where we see him get actually hurt.
I mean, he bleeds from his ears in one of these episodes, to be fair.
He also bleeds in the... I forget what the episode is called, the Lovecraft one.
Oh, yeah, yeah, because he's weak to magic.
The Hand of Fate. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That one I knew. Oh, right. I think it is
funny. That's like they, DC, after Crisis, like, issued a fucking balance patch on Superman, made him weak to magic.
Hell yeah, dude. This guy needs a fucking nerf.
It's what they did.
Man, watching this and like watching Superman fight things, and then in a Discord that I'm in, like someone randomly brought up like a, it was, I forget who was all involved. It was like four anime characters. One of them was Goku. It was like, who would win? Mm-hmm. I cannot stop thinking about that fucking Stan Lee quote. Whoever the writer wants to win,
hell yeah, win. Now you're in my world.
Stop asking these boneheaded questions. Camera turns off.
Yes.
Oh.
I've never, this is, that is how I feel.
I can't get it. I can't get it out of my head, dude.
No, once it's in there, you're like, oh, right.
This is
why
stupid.
Why is so much discussion about this stuff that exactly?
Yeah.
Like, I can't, I also just like, the number of times Stan Lee must have been fucking asked, dude, that at like conventions. Like, it's just unreal.
Like, yeah, he must have been. I mean, even at that, he didn't sound like he was doing a bit. He sounded kind of pissed.
No,
like he's fucking
he's honed that answer to a fucking knife because he has been asked that so many times.
Oh, that shit was good. I was gonna ask, did we have a cameo of him? There wasn't, right? They wouldn't. They didn't. There was a dude who was like...
What, when, Stan?
Yeah. Was there one of him in this?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think
the
so.
The dude when... I forget what
I know that there's one part where Turpin and that last... I think it's in the last episode. Or the one where he dies. Or it could be the one before. I don't really remember. But there's one where he's like with two cops and he says their names to like attack with him. And the names he gives are like two of the inkers. Jack Kirby stuff in but it's just names.
Gotcha.
Or Jack Kirby's fourth world run. Although I think one of them is the one that like redrew Superman's face over Kirby's pencils for some reason, like in his DC work, this inker would, when he was inking Jack Kirby, would redraw Superman's face. Jack Kirby's real Superman face wasn't allowed in comics. It's too powerful.
That's hilarious.
I don't.
Popping over.
See, so look at those comics. Superman's face just kind of looks different from everyone else's face.
No, there was a...
Doesn't quite have Kirby face.
There was a scene with, like, an old woman looking out a building and, like, talking about the fight going on, and the man was reading the newspaper.
And being, I think, like, the guy was fat, though.
Quit looking at the... They didn't show him. He was only holding up the newspaper.
Mm.
So, but he sounded kind of like him. Like, it doesn't... It's been a while. I don't know if it's just similar or if it's actually him.
The only...
I don't know.
Stan Lee cameo that I know of in a DC thing is in Teen Titans Go to the Movies.
Gotcha.
There's possibly the best Stan Lee part in a movie ever in that movie.
Okay, don't spoil. Sounds pretty, that's enticing.
That extremely silly movie, because it's Teen Titans Go. It's not regular Teen Titans.
Yeah. You know, looking at the wiki, I do know, do you have a weak episode for this batch?
Not really. It's just, I just think some of the animation in some of the episodes I wish were a little better. They're getting the B team a little more. The Superman, when they're making Superman and Batman at the same time, Superman got the B team a little more often.
Gotcha. Okay. I don't notice that.
But then there are like the parts of Apocalypse Now that look fucking incredible.
Hell yeah, dude. Oh my God, those episodes are so good.
And it's only like half of one of the episodes that looks really fucking good, but it looks really fucking good. Like, just look at how much, if you're looking for detail, like just how much, it's the when the Steppenwolf attacks the city, just like Superman's cape is doing all kinds of stuff that it wouldn't normally do.
Hell yeah. Dad, no, I didn't take that in at all.
Yeah.
I didn't.
I only know because of the commentary track. They like extremely pointed out.
Oh, gotcha, gotcha. No, I think the Bizarro's world is I don't know. Bizarro makes me uncomfortable. I thought they left him on a really good note, and like it's not like it's bad, but I just don't really like it.
I like him in Crypto. They're a good squad.
Him in like that's cool shit, but like that's
I mean, also there's a part of that ending. I think I thought about that episode at the end of Super Broly.
Yeah.
Just like need Superman to say to Bizarro, and Bizarro, call me Kal-El or whatever.
that's good shit.
Yeah, that's like I'm really doing a lot of work for that episode there at this point.
Yeah, yeah. No, it was. And I mean, not that it's a bad. I'm not like cringing throughout it or whatever, but I'm just like. Yeah, we could have left them on a high note, but whatever.
It's my thing with that original episode, like the nature of the way they introduced that this version of like Bizarro. Although I don't even know his origin in like older comics, but just the idea of Bizarro, there's just way more. I feel like there's way more interesting stories you could do with him. But this was more fitting with, like, the version of Bizarro they made. I don't know.
Yeah. No,
Like, Bizarro's world should be the Bizarro world that's like Earth, but it's a cube.
Dude, I was thinking about that. When they drop him off, I'm like, on the edge of my memory, I'm like, doesn't he come from, like, Bizarro world or whatever? Like maybe this turns into Bizarro world. Like, are we gonna see it again? So I don't know. I vaguely remembered it though.
Like, I think he makes Bizarro world.
That's kind of what I was thinking.
He gets exposed to blue kryptonite and it like he like starts making people.
I mean, yeah, why not? Like
that would be more fun. Yeah. This is unambitious in terms of like what you're doing for a Bizarro story.
Is that the last we see of him? Does he come up again?
No. Okay. He comes back.
Okay. Because that was kind of the main thing. I'm like, you're just dumping him on another world? Like, that's kind of shitty.
I think there's another bad Bizarro episode in this series. And then he's back and he's in Justice League.
Gotcha. Yeah.
It's an episode I actually don't remember at all, but it was like one of the ones they were like, I was listening to commentary tracks and they mentioned it as a bad episode. But I don't know.
He's fine. He's okay.
Yeah.
You know what? That's actually it. He is okay. I just don't like how he gets treated. is a lot of it. Getting done a little dirty. He's a good guy. Also, we had, I'm just thinking of it now, between that and like the other episodes and stuff, we had a lot less Luthor.
That's very true. There's like no Luthor in this stretch. Also, I think I'll say, Bizarro, when you're a little kid, you think less about the mental health implications of the Bizarro story. Just like, he says, me and Bizarro. That's great.
Yeah.
I love him.
That's the thing, right?
Yeah, yeah. When you're an adult, you're like, this is kind of fucked up.
Especially, like, yeah. So that's a thing for me that maybe I'm slightly more sensitive to, because, like, my dad has done a lot of work with, like, special needs groups and stuff. So, like, I have a fair bit of exposure. Not all of it great for reasons beyond my control, but, like, a lot of really great experiences. So then seeing this, I'm like, ew.
Yeah.
But, again, it's not like it's terrible or anything. It's not super gross. It's just like it. Yeah. That's the thing.
And
too,
also,
right?
I also think it's easier when he's weird, fucked up magic, and not like a tragic figure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Him being just like from Bizarro world, and everything's just Bizarro is like so.
Yeah. That's better.
He's a failed clone. We're calling him Bizarro. Oh, come on, guys. Jesus. You can't just call him, like, fucking Cal or something?
Well, and it's because Mercy called him Bizarro once, and now that's just his name for some reason, because he's a comic book character.
Yeah. That's how everybody's getting fucking named.
He's some sort of Superman.
Yeah. Supergirl?
Uh-huh.
I fucking forget. Did Metallo just like, I'm Metallo now? Is that, I forget.
Metallo is like with a metal he's made out of.
Oh, okay. I forgot that one. Yeah.
I think that was the explanation there.
Yeah, it would, you know, make sense. Or fucking like, call me Steel. Why should we call you Steel? Oh, I love it,
because it's a metal and it's got an S.
Yeah.
He's got an S.
Yeah.
He's just Iron Man with a hammer.
I was going to say, he has a fucking hammer? Dude. Him fucking...
he's John Henry.
Him throwing that shit into Metallo's chest was sick as hell.
It's very good.
That was such a good sequence. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Because it had so much weight, right?
Yeah.
It just felt good. Also, that episode had a lot of, I assume that's the one I'm thinking of. Because, like, when he brings Superman out of the car, and Superman's all, like, fucked up, and they're taking him away, I had big, like, what was it? Was it Spider-Man or Spider-Man 2? Where they're like, oh, you don't mess with New York! Like, kind of those vibes. Like,
I mean, you mess with one of us, you mess with all of us. I think that's true. Spider-Man 1.
Yeah, whatever.
But, there's some
throwing,
of that energy.
They're throwing
too.
Fucking rocks off the.
Yeah, that's one.
Yeah, okay.
Throwing rocks at the Green Goblin.
Shit at the Goblin. Yeah.
Because that's closer to 9/11.
Yeah. I mean, it had those vibes, obviously for unrelated reasons, but like, still that kind of.
Yeah. Because it's still 1997.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it was still...
But yeah, it's
still,
good.
Yeah, it's still solid. And, like, I was just very, very happy that we didn't get... For a while there, I'm like, oh, my God, the episode's called Prototype. He's saying his name is Steel, but he, like, worked on the suit that the other guy, like, got corrupted by. Jesus Christ, we're going to get the villain named Prototype.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all going to go south. But it didn't happen. We got the prototype, and then it was just a prototype, and then we got the real thing.
Yep.
Ugh.
Heavy metal, because it was two metals fighting.
Haha. Dude, that was the meeting. What did he say? The meeting of the metals or whatever?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Oh, that shit was pretty good. I like the prototype episode as well, in that it was cool seeing, I mean, not that I would expect anything different, but it was cool seeing Superman be like, yeah, it'd be cool to have help. Like, it'd be nice to not be the only one doing all this shit all the time. I don't know. I like when we get those glimpses of Superman just being like, yeah, I'm a good person.
Mm-hmm.
I'm chill. And, yeah, fucking looking at the next one, late Mr. Kent. I was wondering how that one was going to resolve itself.
That's a fun episode with a good central mystery, and then the fucking unreal dark ending for a good show.
Yeah. Yeah. Dude, we got some...
Little 10-year-old me.
Like, no, that guy's
just fucking dead.
Oh, no. Jesus. I mean...
That was a lot.
What's funny is that before that happened, my takeaway from that episode was, like, the stuff with Lois. Like, because her shit is great in that episode.
Mm-hmm.
But then, like, it just gets completely overwritten. But, like, I even screenshot, like, she makes, like, a fucking... I feel so bad. Like, this is... Watching this, they never do any... Like, they never end up together, right? Or do they? Superman and Lois, or Clark Kent and Lois, or whatever? Yeah. Like, I can't... I want it so badly. Because, like, it's so good. And then... Like, when she goes to the hospital and he, like, called what's-her-name, who knows that she's Superman, or he's Superman.
Lana.
Yeah, Lana. I'm like, no, and she makes that fucking face, like, oh, so you didn't forget her name and number. I'm like, oh, my fucking God, I need to, like, Terrible. But it's still great, like, all of her, you know, like, her delivery on that shit is just incredible. Like, it's just so good, but still, I'm just like, no. Please. And just the whole, the fact that she immediately is like, what if he's not dead, though? Like, oh, this dude saw it. She's like, yeah, but. I don't know. That shit was just incredibly good.
It was really good. It's a really good... Lois episode. This Lois is just so fucking good.
Dude, she's great.
The voice acting is just fucking perfect.
Yeah. Or like in it was the little girl Lost. Yeah. Part one of that where like a story's not just going to fall on your lap, Jimmy. People bust through the fucking window like, I stand corrected. Shit's just like, this is too good. No, that's like, I think coming hot off of this this batch, I would say her dark side and Granny Goodness are like the ones.
Granny Goodness
is fucking incredible. Like, that shit was just great.
Mm-hmm. Voiced by Ed Asner.
Yeah. I had to look.
Oh, it's so funny.
Yeah, man.
It's like he's fucking perfect at it too.
Oh, dude, it's so good.
This fucking evil grandmother.
Yeah, no, it's like major Ursula vibes. Also, it reminded me, I don't know, I remember seeing, discourse is maybe too strong a word, before live-action Little Mermaid came out, Was that Melissa McCarthy as Ursula? I think.
I have no...
I think.
Maybe. I have no idea.
I think that's who they ended up with. But someone was saying, like, that, you know, everyone and their brother was coming out of the woodwork for suggestions on who should play what role in live action, anything. Mm-hmm. And someone put forward, I forget their name, a drag queen. But I think he is the correct pronoun. I'm so sorry if that's not the right pronoun. I think it's he. Incredible, does this incredible impression and like does the song right, and those same exact vibes, to the point where I was like, is it this? It's not this person. It's not like, but just incredible vibes in the same way. It made me very happy. And you know, Ninny Doodle, very important. Fucking brainwashing troubled youth, building a thing to destroy Earth. But people are stupid. People are ninny doodles.
Uh-huh.
I think my only complaint with her character is that, and this is me like reading it from stuff with some, because she's been in some of the comics we've done, right?
Like Mr. Miracle and stuff.
Yes. And that's the one I think I'm thinking of primarily. Shit, maybe that's the only one she's been in.
It might be.
But I feel like at the end, when Darkseid is like, show her what happens to those who fail, and she's like, no. I'm like, my read of that character is that she would be like, yeah, this is what happens. Like, she wouldn't be screaming or whatever. I don't know. But, you know, the kids love it, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Also, just
how did you think we got our version of the like New Gods backstory with the Mother Box narration?
Oh, Orion? Yeah. I couldn't remember if that was information I knew. Honestly, I thought it was. I wasn't expecting it. I'll say. Mm-hmm. Also, I think I had it mixed up. I thought Orion was like the good dude, the High Father's son.
No,
but I guess what's his name?
Mr. Miracle. Scott Free is High Father's biological son, and he was raised on Apocalypse.
So then
escaped.
So we didn't see him here.
No, he was. He shows up at the very end, is in like the big screen, but it doesn't have a speaking role or anything.
Okay.
And also, there's a character in that spread that shouldn't have been there because he's gonna get an origin story later. But they didn't know they were gonna do that then, so they just put him in.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, because I was like a little bit. Well, okay. So my problem was I thought. Let me check the...
So when I was a kid, I had it wrong, too. I thought that the kid that was traded, that Highfather's biological son was Kalibek.
Kalibek, yeah, dude, that's what I was thinking. I'm like, I guess that makes sense. That's the only...
Just because, like, he's there. He's just another kid of Darkseid.
And they baited me because, like, I was thinking about it. I'm like, that's, you know, you wouldn't think, but... His facial hair is kind of similar. So here I am. I finished this batch and I'm thinking like, okay, they have this. I get you. We're like, we got to nurture the qualities of nurture over nature or whatever. Nope. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. And that's just like quirk of how they introduced it here. Although yeah. Jack Kirby also like took like, too many issues to explain the pact, like the baby trading thing. Like he should have put that in issue one of New Gods, and he didn't.
Great. Yeah, I mean it was very concise here.
Yeah, the thing that so they use the imagery from like the first page of the New Gods, but they don't use the killer line, which is, there came a time when the old gods died. That's my one big note on the...
Yeah, that's a...
Like, they're using art from that page, but they're not using the phrase, there came a time when the old gods died.
Fucking line. Yeah.
That's why they're the new gods.
Yo, speaking of the art and stuff, like, going... I really like what they did where, like, Darkseid is trying to fucking turn Earth into the same apocalypse sort of thing,
mm-hmm.
with, like, the holes in it. Like, I had seen the imagery, right? But when they're explaining that he wants to do that to Earth, it got me thinking about it more. I'm like, this is fucking, like, badass. Like, this is for, like, an evil thing, right? Like, internalizing mm-hmm. the fact that, like, this planet just has giant flames coming out of it.
Hell world or whatever.
Yeah. I mean,
also, they get to do like an actual nuclear explosion.
Dude, the fucking plant blowing up. And I'm like, there's like other factors with this. Okay.
I know.
Look.
It's also because, like, apparently, generally, standard practices was on them. In the, like, later stuff, if they were doing a big explosion, just don't make it a mushroom cloud. Which is makes this even funnier to me.
Yeah. I mean, look, it happened off screen, but Superman just, like, blew all of the radiation away into space. It's fine. It's okay.
It's like he drowned it all water.
Yeah. So many, dude, that scene went on for so long.
Uh-huh.
I was like, okay, he drilled the water and the water's coming out, and then they just spend like another 5 minutes of him like going up and down under the water. I'm like, yeah.
The slow-mo shot.
Yeah.
Look, he was doing a big thing. It was a big deal. He saved the whole planet.
It was
planet.
A big deal, but it like it's kind of a boring deal.
I'm with you.
It's
I
a
understand.
Boring deal.
It's not actually that visually compelling.
He didn't punch the nuclear fallout.
You're right. You're correct. That's why that him punching a laser beam is still
also
peak Superman.
You know, that's where the preamble to that to the explosion is where we get the fucking yes, you are the king of fools.
King of Fools.
Too fucking good.
King Chevy.
Dude.
King of Fools.
Dude, when as soon as Darkseid is like, if you follow my commands, you will be a king on this world or whatever. I'm like, I fucking doubt. I can't think of a time where someone in that position made that offer and went through with it. Do you not watch films, Mr. What's his name? Mannheim?
Yeah, Mannheim.
Do you not watch movies? Nothing? Okay.
I don't think so.
Dude, and then we get fucking... He's like, I wouldn't call
also,
it 20.
Also, it's unclear in the moment, but Mannheim definitely died in that explosion.
Oh, 100%, dude. He's fucked.
Because he's never comes back.
Yeah, no, that's... I assumed.
Yeah.
Him being like... Darkseid's like, I don't concern myself with such petty theft. He's like, I wouldn't call 20 million petty. And then Darkseid's like, let me ignite this and change your mind. God, he's so good, dude.
Those hover tanks are also sick.
The hover tanks are sick. The big fucking tank that rolls up with Superman, like... As a hood ornament?
Oh, that tank is extra sick because it's a painted background element, so it really fucking stands out.
Dude, it looks so good, and it's so fucking, like, that's some Mad Max type shit, you know? He has Superman, like, on the front. Like, that's incredible.
What seems to be the only purpose for that vehicle.
Oh, 100%. God, what does he say? Is like something like look at your hero or whatever, cowed before me or something. I don't know.
Something.
Is every fucking line of his is gold.
And then Turpin is fucking on one.
Yeah. God, what a good
that movie. Energy is very funny.
Yeah.
Extreme New Yorker energy there.
Oh yeah. I mean, that scene too was very big, like fuck you.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
He just looks big. Man. Also the like, I don't know, man. It seems kind of like New Genesis doesn't really have any cojones. You say any aggression against Earth is an aggression against New Genesis, and then the dude turns around and vaporizes somebody, and you're like, eh, okay. Okay. After this, though.
Like, yeah.
Kidding me?
He killed Turpin. It's sad.
Yeah, dude. I did not expect him. I didn't fully expect him to be dead. Nah, he's just
full funeral.
He's just baiting. Well, no, we hit the funeral. I'm like, oh shit, I think he's dead.
They hired an actual rabbi to sing that song.
Dude, that was cool. That was cool as hell. Yeah. I like that detail a lot.
And also, they bait. I guess Bruce Timm like went out to where Kirby was buried and like to kind of get an idea to like draw that area a little similarly.
Oh, that's really cool. No, that whole thing, I was, I didn't, even before I knew it was like specifically kind of for Jack Kirby, I was like, this seems like it's for him, if I recall correctly, my details about him.
Yeah.
So,
like, I mean, when I was watching this, I had no fucking idea who Jack Kirby was.
Oh, yeah, you 10. Were.
Baby. But after, in the, you know, looking back on it, it's like, pretty fucking cool.
Yeah. I actually thought for a second there, I thought we were gonna get like the in memory of, like, because I mean, that shot, my thing for that sort of scene is like the Avatar episode, right? But that ending shot was still like fucking great,
man.
Oh, that was a solid thing, and it was like that two parter was fucking great. Dude, I just want more Darkseid, man.
Yeah, no, the on the second part where it has like the recap part, that shit's burned into my brain for some reason. Like the pacing of which that like those things play out into the like Orion was right. It isn't over. Just like,
oh yeah,
that hits so hard.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah, and there wasn't like, yeah. In my head, I've like thought like, oh, there was so much time in between these episodes. It was like a week. They aired it the next episode a week later.
Well, Kidu was like, it's an eternity. Fucking seconds dragging away at school or whatever. I was also, in our other two-parter, I really liked the little girl lost. I mean, partially because we just got more Darkseid. Like, we're fucking back in, baby. And also because I was just very happy that we didn't have any weird bullshit and it was just Supergirl.
Sure.
But then, the intro to the part one made me realize, like, when we've gone and watched, I don't know even what the most specific thing would be. I guess, like, what years did Ultra Q air? That was like, long ago, right? Was that like 60s or 70s?
That's 60s.
Uh-huh. I'm just trying to think like what the most recent thing, I guess, like, when did Kamen Rider Forze, was that like early 2000s or 90s or something?
That's early
2000s. I think early 2000s, right? So it's always funny how, like, in early 2000s, you would expect...
2011.
Jesus Christ. 2011?
Yeah.
I would have pegged that as 04. Okay. Okay, so in 2011, you have a lot of...
I think that's when Pretty Guardian Sailor Moon is... closer to 04.
I want to say 06 for that off the top of my head. Or 07 maybe.
No, 03, 04.
Ah, damn. But like we get a lot of in a lot of those shows that we've watched and like whatever else, movies and stuff. I assume at that in 2011, so in the 60s, if you're doing like dumb shit about space, I assume that there's just like much less knowledge about space. But in 2011, you're just outright ignoring it, right? Mm-hmm. For fun. Not that it's a bad thing. But that's only, I think I'd seen it. I feel like I'd seen it more in like some of the Japanese stuff we'd been watching. It's good to know that everybody was just kind of like, fuck it. Like watching Superman and his spaceship and everything, and just like how some of it's designed and like the other shit that's going on. I don't know. It just tickled me.
Okay.
Not that it matters, but I was just like, nice. Also, him. I was gonna lose my mind when he did the he's scanning for life. I was like, that is ambitious. Planet fucking pulled an Alderaan like 20 odd years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't. The thing is, they did that, and it comes up negative, just to lead into the distress signal. I was like, uh-huh. We could have had it like pick up the life sign on the other planet. That would have been a nice lead in, but okay. Just yeah, was kind of just, a, it was just a funny little thing. Like, fuck it.
Scanning for life. That's just, that feels like such a Star Trek thing.
Yeah, yeah.
I
read that they did the sister planet thing because at the time, like, it said Superman was supposed to be like the only last Kryptonian or whatever.
He's the last son of Krypton.
Yeah, like so. He had to be. Which is,
yeah, they were like weirdly anal about that detail as like the thing that was true about the current DC, and like as Superman as a marketing thing. I don't know why they were so anal about it, but they were.
Which is funny because like,
which led to much weirder explanations for Supergirl in comics. I'll tell you.
I think, yeah. I remember, like, it mentioned a bit of that.
There was some era of Supergirl where shared powers were fucking, like, her origin was fucking weird.
Great. in like a cursed way, or like a, just like a what the
just,
fuck?
Just weird. Just weird. Just like. Okay.
That's better than cursed. So like they were super anal about that, but like we already had episodes where other people survived.
Yeah, but they're older. He's the last son. That's the loophole there.
That's what a dumb fucking.
Yeah, movie. Man, it's all about loopholes.
Jesus. Okay. I didn't even think of that. I didn't even fucking think of that as a loophole. That's unreal.
Amen.
Hey, it's man. Fine because they're older. Oh, that's fucking great, though. I mean, the story here is fine, though. It actually contributes to some of the stuff I was saying about space, where like it pushed the planet out of its orbit. Was Krypton made of like a neutron star in the core? That thing went supernova. It pushed the planet, it blew up hard enough to push the planet out of orbit, but there were survivors? This is wild.
They had advanced technology.
Yeah, oh, yeah, of course. Not advanced to
survive.
Live through to survive. It, I guess. Yeah, yeah, yeah. To grasp onto threads for a little bit. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
No, again, I don't care at all. I'm just, like, laughing at it.
Yeah.
And the fact that like going back to like the first episodes of Superman, right, where we're getting that origin and it's like, oh, there's earthquakes and stuff and like the planet's in danger, but then like here I feel like they really go more in on like that fucker went full supernova. like multiple bright explosions. just wild. Looked cool though. Looked cool as hell. Mm-hmm. Also, that was Superman finding Kara. Like that was that shit was great. Like him, you see like the people like the ice had fucked up their cryo chambers or whatever.
Mm-hmm. And like, he's like, I'm too late.
Dude, and the music that's going, like, pretty fucking solid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I just love seeing that little stuff of him being like, you know, that shit bugs him.
Yeah. The loneliness.
Yeah. And then the fact that, like, I don't know, like, my cousin's in town or whatever. I don't know. Going like just how like, yeah, you know, he would like, they're kind of family. That found family sort of thing. I don't know. I really like it.
Yeah, they just refer to each other as cousins.
Which, you know, like sister planet. Like, I'd say that's cousin territory, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, I mean, again, going back to DC superhero girls, like also hilarious. They also do the cousin thing, but it's like more of an older younger sibling dynamic.
Sure.
Also pretty good, but here it felt a little more like parental, I guess.
Uh-huh.
But that makes sense. Also fucking you know, it was such a nice day out. I wanted to, you know, vroom. I told you, no vrooming in the daylight.
Yeah. We're fucking taunting those birds.
Those poor geese. Just trying to get from point A to point B, man. And when she's like, oh, I'm just, I forget what she says, but like something about like, oh, I just feel so cooped up or blah, blah, blah. He's like, trust me, I know. I've been there, fucking done that.
Been there, fucking done that. I don't know why you would feel more cooped up in. At least you can run around.
I think because he was, well, because he was a kid, right? Like, you want to fucking fly. Dude, thinking about them being with, Mon Pa, that I just remember the thing I had put down in my notes that I totally forgot to mention in the late Mr. Kent, where they're like telling her that her son died in a car crash. She's like, oh no. Do you understand what happened? Yeah
I must like, just be in shock. And then he's sitting right there.
Oh my god, I think that was like one of my favorite scenes of The Batch. Like just tell her that shit. Oh, I love that. I love that sort of thing. It's right up there with
like, I just love that. I love that Superman is just so fucking annoyed that
oh dude, he's
Clark,
so annoyed
everyone thinks Clark Kent is dead. It's like, no, I fucking want to be Clark Kent. I have to. I need.
Yeah,
I can't be Superman all the time.
Dude, yeah, Pa's just like, you know, you could just be someone else. It's like, I don't want to be Superman all the time. Like, just exhausted.
Or I don't want to be something else.
Yeah. But I am Clark
fucking
Kent.
Make a new identity.
Yeah. No, that line, him being like, I don't want to be Superman all the time. Like, that's, that's good shit. It says a lot.
Yeah.
But no, that fucking scene. Oh, I was losing my shit. Fucking completely deadpan.
Sure. I think the episode we only didn't talk about was the Dr. Fate episode. The Cthulhu stuff.
Yeah. We also didn't really mention Warrior Queen either.
Oh, that's true.
But the
Maxima.
Hand of Fate. That was actually one, while I was watching, I was like, man, oh man, I would like to see this in like the style of the first season of Batman.
Mm-hmm.
like just that kind of darker. Also, people getting turned into monsters and shit. Kind of terrifying. That's scary.
Yeah. They all got better, though.
I mean, yeah, they're fine, I guess.
Dr. Fate is such a dick in that episode.
I mean, he's a dick, but I don't know. Like, Superman did the Goku thing.
Yeah.
You know, he just does his shit. Sure. And then Fate is like, yeah, you got me. Like, you didn't want to do it.
Yeah.
I like that shit.
I don't know. I like Dr. Fate more in when he shows back up at Justice League and he's just is just Dr. Fate.
Yeah. I mean, well, he had to get who
brought
him
back. Didn't remember, like, I will say I didn't remember this episode.
It was kind of lackluster overall. It was fine. I don't think it was great personally. I thought
for episode where like Batman goes up against a fucking elder god, it's like surprisingly unmemorable.
Superman.
Yeah, Superman. Yeah, what did I say?
You said Batman, I think.
Okay.
I'm not going to pretend to be 100% on that, but.
Okay. But yeah. But like that part where he flies down that hole and then there's just a big face. That's pretty good.
That was very, very. I was going to say, actually, that's like probably the peak of that episode. He's like, one of my favorite
it's
Lovecraft.
Basically perfect.
One of my favorite Lovecraft bits is like protagonist gets lowered into a hole and he loses track of time because it takes so long. And I'm like, this is pretty good. This is a deep hole. Mm-hmm. And there's shit at the end of it. That's important. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the I don't know. It was good.
Yeah.
I thought for a second actually that is it Dr. Fate's wife, I guess? Wife? I thought she was gonna take up the mantle. I thought he was gonna be completely out and she just takes his shit and then she does it, which would have been cool also. But you know, what can you do?
Yeah. I also think, yeah, like a lot, also like all these Justice League characters, like the superheroes who show up in the show, they have different voices than they have when it comes to Justice League. And it just, they all don't hit as hard for me. I think
that would do it
when they get replaced as like full-time cast members. Sure. They get better voices. Dr. Fate is not a full-time cast member for Justice League. I don't even know. He's only in a few episodes, but his Justice League voice is better.
Yeah.
I'll say.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense to me, you know, more emphasis on the character. I really shipped Maxima and Superman. And then... fucking Lobo shows up and I'm like, nope, this is it. This is better. Like, this is sick.
Sure.
Look, I cannot empathize with Superman on this one.
Look, he's just he's just pre-married to
I know, but
he's extremely monogamous.
I'm not the guy. Same, but not the guy for this one.
Sure.
That's just such a great way to like. That's just such a good way to find a spouse. Who will I marry? Someone who can beat my ass, or at least match me. It's just a good concept. It's fun. Before we got the double cross. What's the dude's name? Something. The dude who like betrays her.
I don't remember.
Starts with a D. Because him and her advisor or attendant or whatever are like together, right? And for a little bit there, they're the music cues and the show and everything else is portraying them as the bad people. And I'm thinking to myself, you were a pretty shit queen. It seems it makes sense that this would happen. And also, I'm not sure why they're being painted as the villains. But then the dude double crosses what's-her-name, and he's also like a bigger prick. I'm like, okay, that makes sense. But prior to this.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So that was
no, fun. Superman's just up here upholding the monarchy, okay?
Yes.
Sometimes you have to uphold the reign of kings.
Look, if they're a good king, I guess. It's like he has a lot going on, man. I do think it was weird how quickly she like took to shit. Like at the end, she's like, "We don't kill him.
We it's only like, have." Yeah, no, we imprison him forever, like a real country, like America. I don't understand. The not killing thing there is also weird to me, but it's like, this is a children's program right now.
Yeah, no, totally. Well, and especially coming from, like, bouncing back from Batman, where it's like, we're not killing them because I want to rehabilitate them. But here it's like
the episode "We Don't Kill Them" is a lot coming from the show that showed us a character being executed by the state.
Superman's like, that's right, we don't kill, we let them be judged by a jury of their peers who will decide to have them killed. This is the American way.
Yeah. Killed by the state, that's fine.
Yeah, we don't punch people to death. Strap them to a chair.
We send them to another dimension where they can't interact with physical objects anymore.
We imprison them.
We turn them into a ghost.
We send them to the fucking shadow realm, okay?
Nothing evil about that. That's Goku, good, clean justice.
Goku and Superman know what it's about.
True.
Yeah, that bit was pretty good. Also, that prison was fucked. This is where I send people for prison. Like, that's not fucking prison. They died, like, immediately. You guys almost got toasted.
But also, at the end, where she's like, put him in the nasty prison.
Yeah, that's lots the... Which one's the
like,
nasty?
Yeah, Superman's like, yeah, justice. That's right.
Oh my god. Like, now that I mean, that was a perfect kind of schlock though, you know? Like, it's just silly. And then fucking Lobo shows up and she's like, "Oh."
No, Lobo showing up at the end is the perfect cap for that episode.
Yeah. That was Do we get more of him? Does he come back at all?
There is more Lobo.
Oh, god bless. I like that guy. I didn't really care for his comics much, but he's great in this show.
That's how I feel. Like, Lobo in the comics never did it for me, but this version of Lobo is like just the right level.
Yeah.
He's like calibrated just right to be fun.
Yeah. Good shit. Oh, this was I think that was it. Did we miss another one?
No, those are all the episodes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not a ton, but, you know, good shit. Show continues to be very solid.
Oh, yeah. The one other detail was we had unremarked upon lesbianism with Maggie and her partner when she's in the hospital holding hands.
I didn't even fucking register that.
Yeah.
I'm fucking...
She's gay in the comics.
Gotcha. So okay.
The way they just did it there was they just had her partner there with her in the hospital holding her hand.
I'm fucking terrible for that shit.
Not,
Like,
did not remark upon it.
It's just, it's like the unfortunate side effect of like me just being a completely oblivious person. Like, I'm oblivious to fucking everything. You have seen this. People have witnessed it firsthand so many times. When I was getting my apartment back in Wisconsin, like, I was talking to the not the true owner, because like a company owned it, right? But like the manager for that, whatever, you know, the managers. And we got, like, my mom was there with me because she had to co-sign or whatever. And we were walking out, like, oh, they seem like really nice guys and da da da. And mom's like, yeah, you know, like, you have a nice, like, they seem like a nice couple. I'm like, couple? She's like, what? I'm like, what? She's like, they were literally holding hands. I'm like, I didn't, what? She's like, they were like stroking each other's palms. Like, I didn't even fucking know. They were 2 feet away from me. Like, they were across the fucking table. I just didn't even. I could say that I was nervous because apartment signing or whatever, but I'm just an oblivious fuck is really what it is. So the fact that they were also holding hands here and I completely just didn't register it.
Yeah, they seem, look, they seem 90s, pretty chill. We can have gay cops, okay? That's what we can get. We can get gay cops.
Yeah. No, that, I mean, that makes, look, it makes sense.
Yeah.
And, yeah, in hindsight, like, oh, man, that, yeah, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's funny.
Also, if you want to look up weird Supergirl, look up Matrix and Linda Danvers along with Supergirl.
Gotcha. I'll take a little peek. But no,
that's an episode.
I'm continuing
Salt Circle
to
Podcast.
Enjoy.
Salt Circle Podcast, gmail.com. Salt Circle Pod on Twitter. Anchor.fm. So Salt Circle. And I'm on Twitter at
Are you forgetting our new location?
Well, we've been, by the time you're hearing this, we've probably been on YouTube for like 2 months.
That doesn't mean you shouldn't add it to the fucking outro. Go on. Give them, show them how long the backlog is.
YouTube.com/@SaltCircle. Bam.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's so nice for me. I don't know why, like, all of the podcast things, like, all the other places, like, they just kind of load, like, ass if I just want to, like, reference an episode. Like, I don't want to necessarily find it on Spotify or something, right? And I don't have the other services. So, like, I forget which one I was on trying to look at, like, oh, what episode was this when we did this thing? And, like, eventually it just started scrolling through the same, like, 12 episodes. It wouldn't show new ones. So, YouTube I can count on, at least. I hope.
I made a bunch of playlists.
Playlists? It's pretty good. I didn't know we did 30 fucking Dragon Ball episodes.
Well, that's like, including commentaries.
Yeah, sure. Commentaries. But still, I was like, that's a
at
lot
at the
of
end of that
fucking
playlist.
Dragon Ball.
There's a lot of fucking Dragon Ball.
I just didn't, you know, like, I know it took a long time. Like, we watched a lot, and there was, like, you know, we're doing the episodes, and that's a lot of recording and stuff, but, like, 30 is a lot of episodes, even with commentary.
Uh-huh.
It was just funny.
Yeah, it's a large amount of material.
I mean, we're gonna have a lot of, like, we're gonna have I assume a DCAU playlist. That's gonna be pretty chonky.
Mm-hmm.
I like it though. I like that. I mean, even when you told me that you were doing up the channel on there, I was like, this seems like playlist territory. But then you were on it.
Mm-hmm.
I think
that Godzilla bracket playlist.
The Godzilla bracket.
That was really the one I was thinking about the most.
The one that surprised me is that, like, we have 30 Dragon Ball episodes, but somehow only 9 piles of salt. It always feels like we have more of those.
Yeah, no.
Maybe that's because we keep, like, we've gotten close to doing them and then we don't. Like, we don't need to. So in my head, I'm like, we should have like 15.
We do other stuff. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. But we like say, oh, maybe we could just do a pile, and then we do whatever else we were gonna do.
Mm-hmm.
Or probably at some point, oh, we should do a pile, and then we just like talk about magic. It's a magic episode.
Yeah. I mean, we only have like 14 magic episodes, honestly. So,
well, okay, you have 14 magic episodes in the playlist, but did you add the ones where it starts out as a different episode and then we deviate?
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
No, I didn't do that because I don't know what episodes those are.
I mean, surely you put it in the descriptions, right? You just have to check.
But again, I would have to look through
just
all those
400 descriptions. It's fine, you baby. Anyway, it's good shit.
Yep. See ya.